Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida. There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah, we're on the move. We're on the move. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hey, folks, I don't know if you ever get CNN News. If you get CNN News, I'm not pushing anything. I just want to tell you, there's a good show on television tonight.
It's a series.
So if you don't know about it, it's on,
it's
10 o'clock
yeah.
Eastern Standard Time tonight. CNN, it's called The First Ladies. I think tonight it's about Jacqueline Kennedy.
I know, I'm going to watch that.
And
show.
It's a whole story about him and what happened when President Kennedy got shot.
Her.
No, but so, President Kennedy, when he got shot.
But I thought it was about
it's about her, yeah, life. But how she did everything. And I saw some
about
things
her
about
courage.
It.
Last
her
night
courage,
I enjoyed watching about Michelle Obama. So it's
we're not trying to be political. We're just talking about it.
Just
it's a good show for those people that want to see about
life.
First ladies, CNN News. Good show.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, folks. Spectrum. That's our dogs back there. Spectrum Communications. They power the studio. That's right. The communication. The all the computers in our studio. Is by Spectrum. Spectrum, what?
No, I wanted to tell you, because this is a short segment, that Sheila is going to give us a little information now.
So, that was my co-host, Lynn Golder. My other co-host is coming on right now. Her name is Sheila Young, in case you don't know who she is. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
Talk about, what are you going to talk about, Sheila Young?
You should be called. This is, of course, October. Which October has so many things to celebrate.
Oh, my. There are really so many.
It's way above and beyond.
Right.
This is Blind Awareness Month. It is Blind Disability Month. It is White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. And so October 15th was dedicated in 1964 to be White Cane and Guide. Well, actually, it was White Cane Safety Day. And it was to honor the independence and opportunities for all blind using canes and being productive citizens in their communities. And in 2011, President Obama declared it Blind Americans Equality Day, which is the same honor, but they just changed the name, so I can't break the habit. I still call it White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day.
You and everybody else.
Yeah, and it is to recognize the fact that blind and visually impaired individuals have a right, and the drivers in this country have the obligation to know what a white cane and a guide dog is, and they have an obligation to follow the driving laws of stopping and allowing the blind passenger or walker, pedestrian, to cross the street safely. And it's very sad, but there have been a lot of blind people, because drivers aren't aware of the law, who have been killed by drivers that don't know the law.
Sheila, let me interrupt you for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
For those folks that don't know, folks like myself that are blind, when I walk outside my house, I use a cane. Now, it's not called a stick. A lot of people call it a stick. It's not a stick. It's a cane.
Right.
And that cane is usually, well, not usually, but I use it as my navigator, because when I start walking, I use that cane. It helps me where I'm going. So you need it longer, so it's not, it looks like almost like a stick, but it has color in it. And the point, Sheila, what colors are the cane?
They're white with a red tip. And what people need to know is it is against the law for a sighted person to use a cane.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So, you know, if you're sighted and you're using a cane, you can be arrested for you for doing that. But drivers, and I had a woman call me the other day who was concerned because it's not mandatory for the white cane law to be on driver's test. It's random. So it's not mandatory. And I agree with her. It should be mandatory. But in order for that to happen, we as advocates need to get out there and make our legislators understand how important it is for blind people to be safe in their communities and be able to go to work and go to the store and not be afraid of being hit by a car. So
that means our listeners are listening on this radio show that are driving a car. When they see a person going across the street with a cane, you have to stop. Even though it's a green light, you have to stop for them to cross the street.
Sheila, in light of the pandemic now, how are the organizations celebrating, if you want to use the word, celebrating White Cane Day? And I am saying White Cane Day. That's a habit, like you said. But how are they doing that now?
Our local chapters have coordinated a virtual celebration Thursday evening from 6 to 8:30. And it will be, proclamations will be given. I will be speaking as president of the local chapter. The National Federation of the Blind president will be speaking. We have a panel of, I believe, Best Foot Forward and the Orange County Public Schools and Lighthouse Central Florida. And it's going to, and proclamations will be read. So it's, we are still moving forward, even though we're having to do it a little bit differently. We are still celebrating the fact that, you know, this is an honor for proclamations to be made to acknowledge the fact that we are independent. We are a viable part of our communities.
So, and if you, but I have to interrupt, Sheila, for 1 second.
Sorry.
If you are listening to this radio show and you're in a different city than Orlando, if you're in Maryland, if you are in California, wherever you are in Chicago, wherever you are in this country, if you're having something this month, call up and tell us what you're having. So you can tell people that are listening in your area. They may not know that you're having something in your state or your city.
Right.
Call us. Let us know. It's 407-894-1680. So if you're having something in Maryland, and who knows, maybe those people in Maryland don't know you're having something. So call us and let us know what you're having, 407-894-1680.
One thing before we go to break, we have a minute before break. I want to remind everybody, I know we've talked about this before, but you must not feel embarrassed to use your cane. Use your cane.
No.
It's for your safety and other people's awareness.
Yeah, it's an ID. I had a person one time that was stopped by a policeman, and I said, well, where was your cane? And he said, well, it was folded up in my pocket. I said, so they think you're drunk walking across the street because you can't see.
And it's happened.
Because I used to bump into people before I had a cane. I used to bump into people, and they got mad at me for bumping into them. After I bump into them with a cane, they'll always say, pardon me. And I say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't. Anyway, but it's a big difference. When you have a cane, you bump into something, versus when you don't have a cane, you bump into something, then they get mad at you.
Well, they do, and it's totally different, and it's not an embarrassment. I mean, I was embarrassed when I first started using a cane, and I understand it. I get it, because it's a life adjustment. It's something that it takes a while to accept it. You know, it's not easy to deal with the fact that you're losing your vision and you can't navigate by yourself and you have to have a tool. But at least that tool will keep you safe. So,
And I'd like to interject that Sheila, well, when she was teaching, she walked every day by herself from home to the school, and you used your cane.
Yeah, that used to amaze me.
Yeah, she crossed streets and everything there.
I was amazed.
Yep. And I miss working. I really do.
I know you do.
But you know what? This would have been a different year for me, and I'm happy that I retired when I did because of everything that has happened.
Right. Right.
And I'm busier now than I was when I was working.
But you used your cane
uh-huh.
to go to the school every day.
Absolutely.
Okie dokie. Chris?
We're going to go to break.
Let's go to break, and then we'll talk to our guest caller on the other side of the break.
And later on, we have a trivia. Okay.
Well, that'll be after
John. Yep. Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzykit.
way up here in the stratosphere. I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Welcome! Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And by the way, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to our website. And you're always welcome to go to our website and listen to any show that you missed over the years. Phone number, well, it's not a phone number. You just go to our web. It's Blind and, don't forget the Andy, Blind and Beyond radio show.org. Visit the web. You might find something out. Who knows? And you can go to all the shows that were there, in case you missed this show or any part of the show or last week's show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. Lynn, you are up.
I'm up. No,
you
actually,
are.
I'm
the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
No, I'm sitting.
Oh, you're sitting? Okay,
yeah,
we can sit down. Okay.
All righty. We are back from break, and we'd like to welcome our next guest. And this is fun. This is like a meet and greet. We'd like to welcome John DeMarco, and John hails from Naples, Florida, and he has the famous Facebook site called World Wide Weather, and he'll tell us more about his other sites as well. But welcome, John.
Welcome, John.
Nice to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And meet, well, you know Sheila, but meet her anyway online.
Yes. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi, John. It's nice to have you on.
Pleasure to hear your voice.
So this is fun. See, the power of social media. That's how we met, right, John?
That's correct. That's how we met, on Facebook.
We did. So why don't you tell everybody about yourself? And I know you spoke to Michael the other day, and he learned more about you than I know. So tell us a little bit about yourself for the audience.
Okay. My name is John DeMarco, and I hail from Naples, Florida. I have a guide dog from Leader Dog. His name is Shadow.
All right. Oh, you have a dog from Leader Dog. There you go.
Yep, he's a wonderful dog. And if you go to World Wide Weather, you'll see a lot of my videos every day traveling with Shadow. And also, I am a Fort Myers Beach Lion, the Lions Club of Fort Myers Beach. And we do all the eye testing in Lee County, that's Fort Myers, for all the students every year. That means we test every single student's eye exam in the school district. And I've been with the Fort Myers Beach Lions now for 6 years. And, of course, you know everyone, Leader Dog was sponsored by the Lions International.
That's right.
Also, I am the chairman of Collier Area Transit, which is a very important position for me because I make sure that they're motivated to pick up everybody that is blind and visually impaired and handicapped in Collier County. And I've been on that board for 6 years.
Wow.
And basically...
Now
you,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no. That's okay. That's okay. Go ahead.
And basically, I guess you kind of call a Facebook guru or my group.
You are. You are a Facebook guru. So do I understand that... oh, my goodness. Speaking of dogs. That you lost your sight about 11...
John, I understand that you lost your sight about 11 years ago. Is that what you told Michael?
Yes, about 11 to 15 years ago, I started having problems with my eyes, and I had 20 detached retinas. And fortunately, they got my sight back for a little while, but from all the scar tissue, I went totally blind.
So you had detached retinas, yeah.
Yes, twin detached retinas. They both happened at the same time. And they believe the theory was from playing sports in high school and college.
They believed it was from playing sports? Is that what you said?
Yes, from playing sports.
No, which sports in particular?
I played football in Valley Forge Military Academy, and I also played ball in Alabama.
And they feel that the detached retinas were a result of the contact sports. Wow.
You didn't tell people that you used to be from Cape May, New Jersey.
Yes, right. Cape May, New Jersey. My hometown, and I sure do miss the seashore walking on the boardwalk.
There you go, Cape
May. I've never been to Cape May, but it looks beautiful, all those old Victorian homes.
Right on.
You could have been in Cape May if you wanted to go. You missed it because you didn't want to go on the ferry from Cape May to Virginia.
Right, exactly. And you know,
you can't just drive down New Jersey.
Yes, you can go, but that's no. You can go on the Garden State Parkway all the way down. Garden State Parkway. After you go to Atlantic City, keep on going past Ocean City, New Jersey.
Right.
Keep on going to Wildwood, and then you go to Cape May. But you got to turn around because that's the end. So you didn't want to go on the ferry to go over to Virginia.
Oh, well.
That's why.
Telling my secret.
Yes, I've been that trip like many boats. Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, when I came to Naples, Cape May, more or less.
So, John, are you part of any of the advocacy groups, or do you just focus your guru on Facebook?
No, I'm part of the National Federation of the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And I do a lot of work with the Lighthouse here in Collier County. And I graduated school at Daytona School for the Blind. And after I came back from school there, I taught advanced technology to the blind.
I decided to
put all my efforts towards the Lions Club International, but also the Nine on the Blind. So.
John, I have a question for you. When you lost your sight, were you in New Jersey or were you down here?
No, I was in Florida.
Okay, so my question to you is because Michael went through a similar experience, not detached retina, but he lost his sight in Central Florida. But my question, what I'm leading to is, what motivated you to turn to one of the organizations to help you? Because there's a lot of people out there, right, Michael, that they're losing their sight. They're afraid to ask for help. What did you do? I mean, who did you push yourself? Did somebody push you?
My first step was to locate the nearest lighthouse.
There you go.
And, of course, I went to their program there. And then from there, the Department of Blind Services picked me up, and they sent me to school in Daytona. And they led the pathway down for me for being visually impaired. So I really built up my independence. And thereafter, I started joining the groups, National Federation of Blind, et cetera. And also, I started giving back to the community, teaching after I left school. So I felt very
That's very nice. Very nice.
Well, I felt very secure. I felt very independent. I worked as an IT specialist, so I was familiar with computers. So it made me it just open up another window for me, more or less. Now I had to do it with not being able to see the screen.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. A lot of people get embarrassed. A lot of people are losing their vision. They go in inward. They don't go outward. They go inward. And they want to be left alone.
They
get depressed. I understand all that, but that's what this show's. That's what the show's all about. To get them informed. To call the station. To find out. You know what?
Well,
the first person I ever met, I was. You know, a long time.
Right.
I never
As
met.
I, always say,
I didn't know any blind people when I was blind. Not until
it's
I was blind did I meet any blind people.
What did you say, John? We're missing.
I was going to give a quote by Helen Keller that she always says it's always better to walk in the dark with a friend than walk alone.
Oh,
that's a good.
That's
I like that
beautiful.
One. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
right.
That's
and,
true.
You know, as my groups on Facebook, like I said, Worldwide Weather, it's 90%. Visually impaired people that post the weather reports, they enjoy it. They have a good time with it. By the way, I've shared all my links there of all my groups that are on Facebook. Blind and Visually Impaired Friends, Blind and Visually Impaired Worldwide, and Blind Beauty and Fashion for the Ladies. That's a new group we have, and it's really picking up fast. But I think that
Blind Beauty?
Blind Beauty?
Blind Beauty and Fashion.
Blind Beauty and Fashion.
Right, and the ladies are really enjoying that group because they can share their makeup tips visually impaired.
Well, that's important.
Yeah,
well, I guess I can't belong.
You ladies, if it is.
Well, Michael, you could belong and learn how to do your mustache yourself. It's almost like the same thing. Whether you put on lipstick or do your mustache, right? You got to get a tip.
That would be quite a picture, I'd imagine.
Especially with Michael, John.
Right. Just make sure, Michael, if you put that on Facebook, you give us a good description of the photo.
Yeah.
Right.
But I really enjoy the independence, and I enjoy helping other people. And I've signed up for a lot of programs, and I do a lot of things in the community. And I urge everybody out there, as I'm speaking, to listen to this just for one moment. Participate in transportation advisory committees. Participate in the National Federation of the Blind or an organization of your choice. Learn to be with other people, because blind people together can accomplish a lot of things. You don't have to be alone and be blind.
That's correct. That's right. That's definite.
Sheila, you loving this?
Well, I am so happy to hear somebody say it other than me. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
Well, I'm feeling like he's like your not alter ego. I don't know. He just sounds like a lot like you.
Yep. Well,
he's the male version of you.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
no,
John,
I think he's much better looking.
I don't know about that, but.
I really enjoy Sheila's comments on Facebook, and it's so rewarding to have her as one of my friends there. And I'm glad she participates in our groups and everything. That's really important. So, like I said, I posted all the links on Worldwide Weather, and come join us. Post your weather. You know, I created that group because nobody can read satellite images. They can't see them, you know? So it's
I enjoy reading the post.
It's a, great. They can read the post what the weather's like. And it makes everybody participate.
I really enjoyed going for a walk with you and Shadow that day when you were walking. I think he went on a 2-mile walk.
Yes, I do a 2-mile walk every morning. I average 14 miles per week.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And but it was very relaxing, and Shadow is great.
Well, it's great. It's a great health benefit. And, you know, when you get these dogs, you know, the Lear dog, you want to make sure that you work them and you handle them, because you don't want them to sit idle and get a little overweight. They want to stay working all the time. That's their chore. They work for food. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there for you.
Oh, and John, you're absolutely right, because a lot of people get a guide dog and they work from home, and then that dog doesn't work, and they get untrained with
their job. Right. And I travel, and I was up in Canada this past November. I went ice fishing up there, which I really enjoyed, took Shadow with me. Although he was born in Rochester, Michigan, when we arrived in Canada, it was snowing, and he was like, uh-oh, I'm not going back to this no more. I want to go back home to Florida.
Oh, he's John, before
a Florida dog.
John, before we say goodnight, tell everybody about your website.
Yeah, tell me about your website.
Okay. Quest for Vision.
Our website is questforvision.com with the number 4. That's quest4vision.com. And we have other websites up too. But if you go to Quest for Vision, that's basically my tutorial site for GPS and Apple VoiceOver. And we're updating that now.
So you help people, you kind of train them. You train them, if they ask for help on how to use an accessible aid.
Right. I do private training.
Private training. Okay.
A lot of people don't like
it. Thank you, John.
You bet. Thank you for having me on. And don't forget, everybody, Fort Myers Beach Shrimp Festival, second week in March, we raise all our funds to help visually impaired the whole year through.
There you go.
All righty. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. And let's keep in touch, and we'll see you online.
For sure.
John, I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'll
sure.
give you his Everybody, email if you like, Sheila.
Happy White Cane Week.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
Be yeah. safe.
Be safe, healthy. John. Be safe.
You bet. Thank you,
John.
Very much.
Thanks for coming on. Thank you for coming on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to do a great tribute.
Yes, it is a great tribute.
Great tribute. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll come right back. When we come back, we'll do a great tribute.
Hello friends, it's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com. And save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative creative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And let me just tell you this right now. We're going to do it right now, a tribute. Now, I'll just tell you this right now. This woman, I can't believe, I forgot all about her until I heard one of her songs on the radio just recently. And I'm ashamed of myself that I haven't played a tribute song by this woman in the last few years, because she is fabulous. You should all recognize her voice because, well, let's put it this way. I'm not going to say too much because then you all know who it is. But listen to her voice. It's fabulous. I'm going to play a lot of this song because I think this song is great and I think she's great. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let's play the song. Who is this person singing this song?
For the rest of my whole life. Don't you know?
You recognize that voice?
I was yours from the very day.
407.
But you happened to come my way. Can't you see I'm under your spell? By the look in my eyes, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Now don't you? Don't you know?
Okay, Chris.
Don't you
So who is singing that song?
Oh, voice.
That's Fabulous Voice. Who is it? 407-894-1680. Let's see who knows that voice.
Well, I think we already got somebody. This phone line okay. done already hit off the chart. One of our very own right here from Orlando, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the fabulous, the smarty pants herself, KJ. KJ, how you doing?
Thank you, Chris.
I heard your voice.
KJ, how you doing, Kelly James?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi,
welcome
Kelly.
Back to Orlando.
Hey,
wait, Kelly, before you say anything, Chris?
I'm all ears.
Anybody else on the line besides Kelly?
That's it for right now. I think everybody else is kind of scared and timid.
Okay. So, Kelly James, who do you think is singing that song?
I have a guess. I don't know if it's true. Is it Judy Garland?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you for calling.
Wait,
it wasn't Judy Garland. No. How you doing otherwise?
You're traveling back
and forth. I'm doing good. Still traveling. I'm working from the office 3 days a week and from home 2 days a week. So, just moving right along.
I have a question, Kelly. You live down in downtown Orlando. Are most people wearing masks down there?
I think so. I mean, being visually impaired, I don't know, if everybody is. I really only go outside if I need to, if I'm going to Publix mm-hmm. or running an errand or something. But I haven't, I can only see people from a certain distance. So,
right.
I mean, there still are these people that are not wearing masks even in our building, but they're supposed to. But, it's not worth getting shot or beat up for it,
Right.
I was wondering.
I ask everybody.
I was wondering if you were aware that, if anybody told you that they're wearing, because I know Publix by us, they have to. I was just wondering what was going on down there.
Yeah, I know that, I know that in terms of the social distance thing, they still have the strips on the floor, but they got rid of, the one-way aisle thing.
Yeah, that wasn't working anyway.
Yeah, but... Well, I actually have a collection of masks. I have almost 50 masks because I have to, I like to coordinate them with my outfits because.
There you go.
Mitzi Kit sells masks as well. Mm-hmm. For anyone that wants to buy masks, there's also, Old Navy sells a 5-pack for $13. So they have different variety packs. They even have ones for the holidays. I bought a bunch of them, and they're really nice. They're triple layer. There's no excuse for not having a mask. I know some people have had issues with the disposable ones that are irritating their skin, or some of the cloth ones that feel like a blanket. But there's a lot of different places you can get them, so you can and they're
right.
really cheap. You can get them real cheap. To actually, I saw somebody at a restaurant with sequin masks. And you can
get
those,
I've seen those. I saw those on Facebook,
Well,
thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly,
Chris,
give me a call.
Thank you. Hey, Chris, anybody else on the line?
No, sir.
Just say hello.
Nobody knows who's singing that song. I cannot believe.
Not one.
I believe it.
Wait, do you think you know who it is?
No, I have no clue.
You have no clue. All right, I'm going to give a couple hints, and I'm surprised. I'm going
to
give you some big hints.
We have 2 minutes to the break, so
okay.
they have to call in within two
you got
minutes.
2 minutes to call in. I'm going to give you a couple hints. One, she was tremendous jazz singer, jazz.
Well, that's how she started, I think.
Gospel.
Right.
Jazz. Television, movies.
Chris, did you know that when I sent you the link, did you say, oh, I know her?
She's famous. Television, movies. Oh, come on.
No, I meant Chris didn't.
Hey, folks, my WOKB listeners, I cannot believe you don't know what I'm talking about. I cannot believe my WOKV listeners. I cannot believe it. All my people all over the country.
Sure.
When you start thinking about people that R&B gospel singers in the 60s and also on the television show, movies.
Chris, what did you say?
Well, I think we might need to play it one more time just a little bit because I don't think everybody knows the voice. But they don't know her.
Well, we really don't have time to play it again. We have to go to break now, so I guess Michael, nobody won.
I cannot believe it.
And we come back from break.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Tell the answer because we have to.
I'm
going to
give you the answer. Ready for the answer, folks? Della Reese. Della Reese. Della Reese.
That's who I would have guessed.
Della Reese. I cannot believe you people didn't recognize the name Della Reese. That voice, Della Reese. She was on television.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Movies,
I would have guessed her, but I genuinely did not know.
Della Reese.
Okay, I think Chris is taking us to break. And
we're gonna go to break.
That was hard.
And I'm surprised I didn't play her before because she was fabulous in the '60s. Della Reese in the '50s. Della Reese.
She was. All right, Mike. We got to take our break.
Gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/spokenRx. Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site.
They have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Radio show. This is your host, Michael. It's time for Lynn Golder. Wrap it up, Lynn.
Oh, goody, goody. All right, everybody. Let's see. Okay, next week, same time, same place, and co-host Dave Hillebrand. I feel like deja vu. You know, the days are going so fast. It's Harry. It's Sheila. It's Dave. Okay. Anyway, Dave will be joining us from Fern Park, Florida, and Dave's special guest will be a friend who also happens to be a ham operator, and I know a lot of people are into that hobby, so that should be a lot of fun. Oh. Peter Cucciavi will be joining us from Spectrum Communications, yep. And guess what? Lee Nasahi, president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance, will be joining us.
Good show. Good
How do you
show.
Like them,
good
Apple?
Show. Good show.
Awesome.
Friday.
Good show.
Okey-doke.
Well, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us in your home. If you're in a home, if you're in a car, thank you very much for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Hope you'll be listening next week. And listen, folks, don't go away. Thank you, Sheila, for joining us.
I was wondering why you
Sheila,
would say that.
And Chris, you did a great job, Chris.
Yep.
Sheila, you did a good job, too.
Well, thank
Lynn,
you, Michael.
I don't know about you, Lynn. I don't know about you. You're okay, Lynn. You're all right.
Thanks.
You're all right.
Thank you, Sheila. Love you.
Love
you, too.
Okay, folks. Listen, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. In 1 week, we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Love you all.
Thanks,
Stay
Chris.
Well. God bless. Be safe. Be safe.
Have a great
don't
night.
Don't forget to wear your mask.
Have a great night and do everything I would do. Be safe.
Good night, Chris.
Have a great morning. Good morning.
Love you all.
See you soon. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Nice, Sheila. Good night. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Up our act, and if you